Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Josiah came to the throne in Judah under unique circumstances. His father, King Amon, was assassinated by his own servants. And the people of the land subsequently executed those responsible for the murder. Josiah, who was just 8 years old at the time, was chosen by the people to succeed his father as king. Josiah's ascension to the throne marked a significant turning point for the nation of Judah. During the reigns of his father and grandfather, Manasseh and Amon, idolatry and wickedness had run rampant, leading the people away from God's commandments. However, despite the prevailing atmosphere of disobedience, Josiah's heart was different. From a young age, he displayed a genuine devotion to God and a desire to follow his ways. Josiah found in Hilkiah, the priest, an ally who was eager to help him serve the one true God. Hilkiah was a man of great integrity, who was loyal to the worship of Jehovah. He was a man of prayer, who was often found in the temple, seeking the guidance of God. As Josiah grew older and assumed the responsibilities of kingship, with Hilkiah's support, he embarked on a mission to restore true worship and faithfulness to God. He initiated comprehensive reforms throughout Judah, purging the land of idols, destroying altars, tearing down high places dedicated to false gods, and reinstating the observance of the Passover. Josiah also sought to repair the temple, which had fallen into disrepair. In the 18th year of the king's reign, during the temple renovation effort, Hilkiah discovered the Book of the Law, which had been long lost. It seems that the religious leaders, during the time of Manasseh and Amon, may have abdicated their responsibilities of guiding the people to remain faithful to God. When idolatry and disobedience were widespread, the priests themselves may have become compromised and neglected their responsibility to teach and uphold the law. Still, Hilkiah was overjoyed when he found the book. He sent an urgent message to the king through the royal secretary, Shaphan.
Go at once to the king. Show him this book. Be careful with it. It might be the most priceless treasure in the entire kingdom.
Shaphan brought the book to the king and read it to him. Upon hearing the words of the law, Josiah was deeply convicted, realizing how far the nation had strayed from God's commandments. He tore his clothes in repentance.
According to the word, the Lord God will bless us beyond imagination if we are faithful to him. But we will suffer dire consequences if we turn from his ways. Hilkiah, this book came from God himself, and warns of severe repercussions for this entire nation, over these people whom I have been entrusted to govern. What should I do?
Perhaps we can consult the prophetess, Huldah.
Brilliant. Take haste and go to the prophetess. Tell her that I seek a word from the Lord.
Hilkiah and a small delegation went to Huldah, who was living in Jerusalem in the second quarter. She was the wife of Shallum, the son of Toketh. Huldah was a woman of great wisdom and discernment who was highly respected by the people of Judah. She was a woman of prayer and a prophetess who enjoyed a close relationship with God. After meeting with the men from the palace, she took some time to consult the Lord in prayer. Then, she summoned them to her.
Tell the man who sent you here, God has spoken. I'm on my way to bring the doom of judgment on this place and this people. Every word written in the book read by the king of Judah will happen. And why? Because the people of Judah have deserted me and taken up with other gods. They have made me thoroughly angry by setting up their idols and profiting from doing so. My anger is raging white hot against this place, and nobody is going to put it out. And also tell the king of Judah, since he sent you to ask God for direction, this is God's comment on what he read in the book. Because you took seriously the doom of judgment, I spoke against this place and people, and because you responded in humble repentance, tearing your robe in dismay and weeping before me, I'm taking you seriously. I will take care of you, you will have a quiet death and be buried in peace. You won't be around to see the doom that I am going to bring upon this place and people."
Although disheartened somewhat by the prophecy, Josiah continued his sweeping religious reforms throughout the land. Once the temple in Jerusalem was repaired, he reinstated the proper worship of Yahweh. He removed the vessels used in pagan worship and brought back the sacred vessels of the temple. Josiah also reinstated the Levitical priesthood and established their roles and responsibilities. In his commitment to the worship of Yahweh, Josiah sent priests and officials throughout the kingdom to teach the people and instruct them in the ways of the Lord. He personally led by example, actively participating in the worship of Yahweh and enforcing religious observances. Josiah's zeal for religious reform extended beyond Judah's borders as he destroyed the altars and high places in the former territory of Israel, which had been conquered by Assyria.
"Your Majesty, your reforms have brought hope to the people."
Josiah's commitment to the law of God went beyond religious revival. He implemented social justice reforms, ensuring fair treatment of the poor and oppressed. He actively sought to bring righteousness and integrity to the governance of Judah.
"We have suffered needlessly for generations. God showed us the way to peace and prosperity, and we have offended him at every turn. Why did our forefathers not learn from what befell the kingdom of Israel?"
Sadly, Josiah's reign was cut short. In his zeal to rid the land of idolatry, he engaged in battle against Pharaoh Necho of Egypt, despite Necho's warning. Josiah was fatally wounded in the battle and died at a relatively young age. His death was greatly mourned by the people as they recognized the loss of a righteous and godly king. Josiah is a type of Christ. And we see much in the life of Josiah that foreshadows Jesus. Josiah, the righteous king, showed great fervor and commitment in restoring the temple and purging it of idols and false worship. His love for the house of God points to Jesus' own zeal for the Father's house, as seen when he cleansed the temple during his ministry. During the restoration of the temple, the high priest Hilkiah discovered the book of the law, which had been lost and forgotten. Similarly, Jesus came as the embodiment of God's word, revealing the truth and bringing the message of salvation to the world. When Josiah heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes in repentance and sought the Lord's guidance. This displayed his humility and willingness to submit to God's will. Jesus, too, demonstrated deep humility and obedience to the Father, even to the point of death on the cross. Josiah reinstated the Passover celebration, commemorating the deliverance of God's people from slavery in Egypt. The Passover points to Jesus as the ultimate Passover lamb, whose sacrifice brings redemption and deliverance from sin and death. Josiah's untimely death in battle against Pharaoh Necho is reminiscent of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. Both deaths were significant for the redemption and restoration of God's people. Josiah's death served as a catalyst for spiritual renewal, and Jesus' death brought about eternal salvation for all who believe in him. The events surrounding Josiah's reign and the restoration of the temple fulfill prophecies given, in some cases, centuries earlier. Jeremiah prophesied that the book of the law would be found in the temple. Huldah prophesied that, if Josiah would turn from his sins and obey the Lord, then the nation would be spared during his lifetime. In Deuteronomy 30 verses 1 to 10, Moses prophesied that, if the Israelites would turn from their sins and obey the Lord, then they would be restored to their land. Similarly, Jesus fulfilled numerous prophecies regarding the coming Messiah, demonstrating that he is the long-awaited Savior promised by God. Rediscovering the book of the law was profound for Josiah and the people of Judah. Is it time for you to also rediscover God's word, particularly his 10 guidelines for abundant living?